Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Talking about 6 o'clock. Nice job, Eddie Scazzeri. Welcome. Boomer Esiason, Craig Carton on a Defend, and of course, worldwide on CBS Sports Network. We've got a great show for you today, as today is the day, Matt Harvey, day of reckoning. But before we get to Matt Harvey, even in a loss, boy, that Yankee game, exciting all the way through it. The drop pop up in the first kills him. And then I love the fact that they sent Ellsbury home on the RBI single by Sanchez, which got to 3-2. Great throw, perfect throw. Anything other than that, and it's a tie ball game. Plus, it is the weekend of Derek Jeter, in which Derek Jeter celebrates Derek Jeter. And we all are forced to celebrate Derek Jeter while the New York Mets get another dose of bad news, another guy out for the year. Good morning, Boomer. How are you today, buddy boy?
You know, I'm doing well, and I agree with you in regards to sending him from second base. Yep. And the reason I said, you know, first of all, Paul O'Neill was all over it. He was all over it, and he said, this is exactly what you do. And then, of course, after the game, Joe Girardi backs up his third base coach's spot. So there's no debate right there at all whatsoever. And I think Paul really said it eloquently last night. Because these are two great teams going after each other. It was a great ball game. And Dallas Keuchel looked like the Dallas Keuchel that we saw back in the 2015 wild card game.
Mets had a shot. Yankees had a shot. The first and third went out.
I know that, but they didn't get it done. But that's why he's a stud pitcher.
Yeah.
He struck out Headley, Judge, and Didi all in a row.
Yeah.
And that guy is money, man. His ball moves away from the I'm trying to think.
That's a great pitcher.
Right. The right hand hitters.
Six, right?
And it comes inside the left hand. I mean, it's a pain in the ass following him. But he had a terrific, terrific performance last night. And it's two good teams going after each other, like Paul O'Neill said last night.
Pineda, other than that home run, pitched great, too.
Yeah, so
that's a good game. It's what you expected.
A 3-2 ball game and a guy getting thrown out at home to end the game.
Awesome.
That's awesome. That's the way it should go. And it was, it was frustrating, I'm sure, for Yankee fans watching Dallas Keuchel. I just like watching great pitching. I just like watching a guy navigate through the problems and the pitfalls of a ball game and throwing strikeout after strikeout. Now, they swung at some bad pitches.
Yes.
But those bad pitches look like good pitches about three-quarters of the way to the plate.
Now, a guy's money good. He struck out nine guys, three where it counted the most. But, you know, I'll say this. The Yankees, you know, I said they lost the game, but so what? The Yankees, every game that they're down, more or less,
they come back.
In the ninth inning, they put themselves in a position to tie or win.
Right.
And if nothing else, I mean, they're good for the year. They're going to compete all year. They're going to be in it all year. And they're giving you an entertaining brand of baseball that is unmatched by anybody else in town. What is this now? Boomer's got some kind of weird Starbucks thermos.
No, I got a thermos, and it
accepts the cup.
Accepts the cup from Starbucks.
So you don't have to pour the cup into the thermos. You just put the cup in the thermos.
Look at that, man. Yeah. That is awesome.
Well, you had nothing to do yesterday, didn't you?
Well, my friend reps thermos, and he sent me a couple thermos. I think I got a couple for you, too.
My man, pots
there
and pans.
There you go. But this thing is awesome. But anyway, forget that.
Yeah.
So sports is crazy, right? Sports is like unbelievable. You just have no idea what's going on. So, and I'm going to give you two sports because I know you don't like talking about the NHL, but it's the NHL and the NBA, both. Both great sports. Both are in the midst of, in the throes of their playoffs. Now, there haven't been a lot of great playoff games in the NBA, but there have been some pretty good series. And there was one series last night that was being played and happened to be playing on the home court of the Houston Rockets.
It was embarrassing.
And it was embarrassing. Now, when you take a look at who was missing for the San Antonio Spurs, including Kawhi Leonard, you say to yourself, there's no way. Now, if you were a gambler, you would have bet the house that Houston would have won at home without Kawhi Leonard, without Tony Parker, without, you know, a number, and with the guys that were playing, by the way,
right,
you had never heard of.
Right. Not, I don't know what the spread was, but of course, you would have said,
you would say, we're going
back to San Antonio for
especially
sure.
Especially the way that thing has gone. It was 3-2.
Yep.
You got to hold serve at home, and this was going to be Harden's big 50-point night.
Right.
And he completely disappears.
And he's getting buried for it, and rightfully so. He barely shot the ball at 10 points.
He had 11 shots, and he said he had no rhythm last night. I don't really know what that means. But the point being, this is sports. This is why, you know, these games are amazing, especially when they get into the playoffs, and how amazing the San Antonio Spurs are.
Yeah, and Aldridge led the way for them, and he is a stud. But you're right. That is a team that, I mean, there's no one out there. Their best player's not out there. You know, one of their, obviously, Parker's been out for a couple games now. And if nothing else, you figure low-scoring game. Houston's got to force a game 7 in San Antonio. They damn near beat him in game 5.
Right,
and you're home. And you're right, this was going to be the James Harden show. And he embarrassed himself last night.
Well, all right, he had a bad game. So,
or maybe you want to give the Spurs credit for making him uncomfortable. That's fair.
I definitely give it. And Simmons was awesome last night. And he's a guy that, you know, was the guy that replaced Kawhi Leonard. And I don't know, I turned it off.
He was afraid to shoot.
I was going
weird.
Back and forth, and I turned it off. I just said, I can't watch anymore because it's too embarrassing for Houston. But then on the same thing, like in sports, is weird. So the Capitals get their whole thing turned around. They win 2 games. They finally break through Marc-Andre Fleury, and they're going to go home for game 7, and they're going to win, and they're going to go to the East Conference Final.
Right.
What does Marc-Andre Fleury do? All he does is throw a shutout
right. And
make save after save after save after save.
2-0.
No, that is a a goalie who basically lost his job last year to a rookie,
right?
Came into the season backup, wouldn't be playing in the playoffs hadn't the goalie before him, Matt Murray, get hurt in pregame warm-up in the first game of the playoffs.
And now he's 4 wins away from a Stanley Cup championship.
Well, no, final. Final. Right. So they still have to win 8 more games. But the point being, that is a cup-winning goalie coming up with a huge performance on the ice in Washington,
yep,
as Alex Ovechkin is now getting ripped, much like Harden's getting ripped. And the thing about it is that's why these playoffs, when you have teams like this that are close and are battling like the way the teams had battled, I can't say enough about San Antonio and what Pittsburgh did in these two closeout games on the road.
Yep.
On the road,
man. Shows you home ice, home court means nothing. If you come to play, you can win anywhere. And then, of course, comes the New York Mets. But while we get ready for Matt Harvey tonight, and it is a big deal tonight, Matt Harvey pitching against Milwaukee on the road, they make the announcement yesterday that Jerry's Familia, after getting shelled the night before, giving up, 4 runs in the ninth inning and costing the Mets a sweep of San Francisco, has an arterial blood clot, and surgery very well might be required. It is in his throwing shoulder, and foreseeable future, he's out maybe for the year. You don't know.
How is he not out for the year when you have an arterial blood clot
right.
in your shoulder?
I'm assuming he's out for the year, Boom, but I don't know.
I don't understand. How are you not out for the year?
And what I can figure out, and listen, every team goes through injuries.
At least we know that there is something structurally wrong with him. Yes.
Yeah. Listen, that means Addison Reed becomes the closer. All well and good, but there's, you know, I remember the movie about Aaron Brockovich, called Aaron Brockovich,
yeah,
with Julia Roberts.
Yes.
Aaron Brockovich, if you don't know the story real quick, was a blue-collar woman, a secretary for a law firm, and the town that she's living in, everybody's getting sick, and unfortunately a lot of people are getting cancer, right?
Yes.
So she decides there's got to be something with the town that's wrong. And a very long story short, there is. There's something in the water, and it's making everybody sick. And Aaron Brockovich becomes this crusader
face of
the plight of this one town of these like coal mining, you know, blue collar people who are all getting cancer and getting sick, and she saves the day. There's something in the water, man, with the New York Mets, because the amount of injuries, and then beyond that, Boom, you're not talking about garden variety injuries with this team. Now you have an arterial clot. You had some kind of virus that knocked Wilmer Flores out, or not virus, whatever it was, some type of
infection,
without even having surgery or anything done to him. You have hyperextended elbows that knock guys out for months at a time. You've got testicle clots, arterial clots, thoracic outlet syndrome. They are if you wanted to become a doctor.
It's a MASH unit.
And you didn't know what type of specialty you wanted to be when you're an intern, just go join the Mets. You'll see everything. I've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah, but honestly, this is nobody's fault.
I'm not blaming anybody.
It's not the fault of anybody.
But there's something in the water that's wrong with that place.
It's that place went to the World Series 2 years ago and went to the wild card last year.
Maybe they made a deal with the devil. I don't know.
And that place is going to get Lucas Duda back today. I don't know what that means to TJ Rivera. I want that guy, and I want him, and I want Conforto in the lineup every freaking day. Yep. I don't want to, this guy is our, and I don't care where you put him. I don't care if you want to put TJ
Rivera's got to play every day.
Put him at third base, put him at third base. I don't care.
I agree.
The bottom line is, it's about time that people start saying, you play, you do well, you stay in the lineup.
Right. Duda doesn't deserve to come back and just start. The kid's playing his ass off.
I know he's playing out of position and all that other stuff, but I don't care. The kid can hit.
Yep.
And you know, Terry is a lot like Alain Vigneault. We're gonna basically roll with our veterans. When I get my veterans, I'm putting them in a lineup. And that's
I would tell you right now. I know TJ Rivera and Conforto don't have the experience to say, "Hey, no, this is BS. You're not taking me out."
And when Cespedes, when Cespedes comes back, yep. I want Conforto in the lineup.
Absolutely right.
Obviously, Cespedes is going to go to left field. Bruce is going to go to right field. You know why Bruce is going to go to right field and stay there and just leave him alone? Because he's a freaking ball player.
Correct.
Guy can hit. Guy can drive in runs. Guy's a great locker room presence.
And he's a right fielder naturally.
And he's a great locker room presence. Leave him there. So who's the loser in this? Curtis Granderson. I'm sorry.
And Juan Lagares.
You can get your spot starts here and there when a guy needs a blower or a day off or if somebody gets injured. But, I mean, I want my outfield to be Cespedes, Conforto, and Bruce, and leave it alone.
Period. Stop. Because they're hitting the ball. And Rivera hitting the ball.
So you're going to have to find a place for Rivera. Now, if I sit here and I have to watch Lucas Duda for the next 7 days swing and miss.
Right.
I'm going to go crazy.
By the way, Rivera should play 5 days a week. You could sit him once a week. That's fine if you want. Just keep everyone in it.
Yeah.
But he's got to be here. He's got to be in the lineup every day.
All the guy does is hit the freaking baseball. Yep.
Now, expectation tonight for Matt Harvey. It's a big deal. Matt Harvey tonight.
I want 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 2 runs. That's it.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that.
By the way, he's got to go a minimum of 6 innings tonight, and he can't have one of these, I gave up 5 runs. He can't. This is a career moment for Matt Harvey.
I think it seems stupid to say that, but
this is one of those. This is, how he pitches tonight is going to send him on one or two different streets. It's a big game for him tonight.
I think every game that he pitches the rest of the year is going to be the same.
But this is the first one.
That happens to be the big one because he's coming off of this latest meltdown.
And remember, they can't hide him on the road the rest of the year. He's got to come out and outpitch Garza tonight and win a game tonight. I don't care if they got to win a 2-1. Matt Harvey's got to pitch the game of his life tonight.
You know what I want to say? I want to see a dollar.
I never thought that in Milwaukee. Like, your career is riding on how you pitch in Milwaukee. In Milwaukee.
I want to see a
dollar. That's how stupid you've been that you don't have to pitch well in Milwaukee. If you pitch like crap in Milwaukee, everyone's going to hate your guts. I mean, that's how moronic this guy is, that he's put himself in a position where if he doesn't pitch well in Milwaukee, he's going to be, persona non gratatis for the rest of the year.
I want to see a Dallas Keuchel type of performance.
Well, you better go sign Dallas Keuchel. Maybe have him pitch against the Yankees. That guy dominates them. So you got all that going for you. And then, of course, you have Derek Jeter Sunday. Now, here's the deal. Saturday is going to be like a deluge. But there are some reports, Boom, that the rain will come and really come hard after 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The New York Yankees are trying to work out a deal right now if the Saturday game does get canceled and they play a day night, which is already scheduled for Sunday. The Yankees have petitioned Major League Baseball to start the first game at 11 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. And they're doing that because they know the crowd for Sunday night, which is an 8 o'clock game, will be an early arriving crowd because everyone's going to want to be a part of, the pomp and circumstance, just the mood, the atmosphere. Obviously, 45,000 people are going to be there for Jeter. So they're trying to get that first game moved to 11 o'clock in the morning. And I guess they'll know today. But that's never happened before.
I don't think it's ever happened before, but they have mitigating circumstances, right?
What they're trying to do is have a game get played, clean it out, so that the people that have tickets for the Sunday night game, Jeter's game, have the ability to come and enjoy
and
it
hope that
a little bit early,
that 11,
which I respect that.
You got to hope that that 11 o'clock game does not go into extra innings.
Right. I mean, the whole notion is that you get done by, you know,
2 o'clock, yes.
Yeah, everybody out, clean it up, open the doors, I don't know, I guess 5 or 6 o'clock, and let people come back in. But the Jeter thing is it's interesting to me. So Derek Jeter owns that website, playerstribune.com, right?
That he owns it or something.
It's his. Yeah. He's the guy.
Yeah, I'm actually hoping for a rain delay and extra innings.
He has.
Perfect.
Right, yeah. Have the game be like 12
innings. That would be money going
to
like 5:30 that night. Be awesome.
Derek Jeter wrote an ode, well, kind of to Derek Jeter. So when I first read it, I go, well, that's very passionate, emotional. He's like thanking New York for, you know, giving New York being his landscape of his career. And then they released a video that went with it. And I'm not going to lie to you, Boomer. I've watched the video 4 times. I get a little choked up when I see it. I get a little emotional when I see the Derek Jeter video, which is an ode to us,
to
New York.
Yeah, I'm sure.
To the 5 boroughs, to the city that raised him, a poor kid from Kalamazoo who comes to New York.
A poor kid.
And is embraced by the city.
A poor kid? What are you talking about, a poor kid?
Who only want one thing of their athletes. Show up at the stadium, put on your uniform, and work. Whatever it is. I'm going to play it for you later this morning. And I'm going to apologize in advance if I get emotional. But when you see the video, and you got to see it. You haven't seen it. When you see the video and you hear the words of Derek Jeter, but spoken by New Yorkers, men and women, children, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, the melting pot that is New York is captured in a video by Derek Jeter in a manner that only Derek Jeter could properly capture. And I can't even...
Are you getting misty right now?
A little bit.
Boomer, I went back there to have fun with Craig and mock the video with him.
Yeah.
And as we watched it, when we got done, his eyes were welled up. And he goes, I actually like that.
It's true. That happened.
But then we thought his eyes just could be bloodshot anyway. It's the usual.
Yeah, it's possible.
Which I think is a true testament to his Yankee fandom. Because, you know, 8 years ago, that would have never been the case.
Never.
8 years ago, he would have mocked it. He would have said, this is crap.
Great. I mean,
this
is classy.
What is this? This guy got paid $190 million.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
I have to say,
but
it's
now,
well done.
It really is a testament to your Yankee fandom and what this means to you at your core. Because, you know, Yankee fans in my life, to their core, it is the core four.
Yeah, not to me, but this Derek
Jeter.
Yeah,
no, it is.
This Derek Jeter's got me by the heartstrings today.
Right.
I mean, the emotions are frankly
raw. It's unbelievable,
raw.
Actually.
The emotions have run up to the top. Boom. You thought I needed to talk to a shrink. I don't need a shrink. I just need Derek Jeter videos. I'll share my emotions willingly, which I never do, when I see something as moving and passionate as Derek Jeter thanking us. You know, we've Yankee fans have thanked Derek for 20 years of playing. You know what? Derek Jeter thanked us. We're New Yorkers. It's an ode to New York. No, there's no Yankee bitch.
That's what you are.
This is called respect. This is called a guy. See, what Derek Jeter did, no one else in this town's ever done. Derek Jeter took the time to thank us. We're always yelling, oh, Derek Jeter, you're the best, Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter respects us and thanked us. No one else, no other New York athlete's ever done that at the level my man DJ is doing.
Adam Graves did it. Mark Messier
no,
did
he
did. It.
Not
yes,
like
they
this.
All did it. Mike
Not
Richter
like
did it.
You haven't seen the video.
Brian Leach did it.
Nope.
Yes.
They did it. You know when they did
Brian
it?
Brian Leach wore the same number, too.
You know when they did it?
What?
Those guys all did it when they were being celebrated and having their numbers retired. They didn't go out of their way to film a video to thank New York.
Wait, but isn't he having his number retired and being
yes,
celebrated?
Yes, but my point is this. He went out of his way to thank New York prior to the celebration. That thing had to take months to do. I didn't see Brian Leach, you know, or John Van Beesbrook,
wasn't Van
or
Beesbrook.
Barry Beck putting out a video. I heard them wait until we honored them. And then while we're honoring them, they go, oh, by the way, thank you, New York. Derek Jeter thanked us in advance of the ceremony because that guy gets it. All athletes, I told you this a few years ago, should live their life by the code WWDJD. What would Derek Jeter do? That's how you should live your life as an athlete.
No, that's a beautiful thing.
You're right.
And I have to tell you that I'm glad to see that you actually are emotional.
I'm emotional. And I got one other thing
for you.
It's
a Friday and you're emotional and I appreciate it. And
I got one other thing for you.
Yeah, what do you got?
I'm not a big believer in what I read in the paper.
Okay.
Papers are a dead like dinosaurs to me.
Right.
But I read them though. Yeah. I'm not going to lie and say I don't read them. I read them.
Yep.
There's a little blurb in the paper.
Okay.
Now I saw the blurb online last night before I went to bed.
Uh-huh.
And I go, maybe I'm tired. Maybe I'm wearing the same clothes I've worn for 3 days.
Well, it's
maybe
true you are.
Maybe my eyes are bloodshot.
Al said those clothes are so comfortable you haven't taken them off. And I'm like, I don't think he has.
Here's the deal though. I see a little blurb as I'm going to bed. I go, no, there's no way that's accurate. I wake up, the blurb's in the newspaper.
Blurb it up, baby. Blurb.
Here's
it
up. The blurb. Here's the headline of the blurb, which is actually accurate. The New York Mets are promoting Tim Tebow to the next level. What? He's on his way, boom. And if you think for a minute, if this season continues to go in the direction it's gone injury-wise, that you're not going to see Tim Tebow playing at Citi Field, you're out of your mind. Tim Tebow is going to play at Citi Field this year at some point. He's being promoted. I think he's playing for the Trenton Thunder this weekend.
You know, the interesting thing.
Tim Tebow's on his way to Citi Field.
If he could pitch, he probably would be pitching for the Mets. But
Tim Tebow is coming to Citi Field this year, boom.
Stop.
Don't think he's not.
And I don't want you to get a little bit, you know, verklempt or jealous about some things, because I will be knee-deep in Yankee lore tonight.
You'll be knee-deep in Yankee lore tonight?
Yes, I will be.
What does that mean?
I'll be hanging out with guys like, I don't know, Ron Guidry.
Yeah.
You know, Yogi Berra's family.
Yeah.
You know, Robert Wohl, your buddy.
That's my man, Robert Wohl.
Yeah,
I introduced you to him.
Well, he and I are basically hosting the Yogi Berra Museum fundraiser.
What's that?
Tonight, an awards banquet.
You and Robert Wohl.
Yep.
So I understand that
I think His Eminence, the Cardinal, will be there as well.
That's my main man.
Yeah, that's your main man. Right.
Robert Wohl, I understand, you know, his connection. Who invited you to host it with him? Him or the Yogi Berra Museum?
Probably somebody associated with the Yogi Berra Museum.
Why would no offense, why would they have you do that? You hate the Yankees.
No, I don't hate the Yankees. I do not hate the Yankees. And plus,
you take your shots at the Yankees every day.
I knew Yogi Berra a hell of a lot better than you did.
I didn't say you didn't. But it's a celebration of the Yankees as well as
that's
Yogi
really,
Berra.
It's really a celebration of Yogi Berra.
And it's a wonderful place
Berra
in Montclair,
Museum.
New Jersey.
That's right. They're going to raise a lot of money for it.
Yeah.
And much like the Jackie Robinson Museum,
right?
When you think about Yogi Berra, he is the, I don't know, how would I put this? He's got 10 World Series rings.
Oh, you've
He's got an MVP.
Research.
No, of course I have.
Interesting.
But I'm just saying, I'll be knee-deep in all the Yankee stuff tonight.
Huh. Well, so I hope it's a wonderful event that you're a part
of. And it's for charity, and it's for Yogi Berra and his museum and his family.
I think it's wonderful.
I know his son Dale will be there tonight, so I'm looking forward to it.
I think it's a great event. I'm glad that you've put your Yankee hatred down to be a part of it.
Of course I would, but who's not going?
I'm not
you.
Going. I wasn't invited.
You.
Right.
You.
I will not be there, but I hope it's a successful event that raises a ton of money.
I know, and you know what?
I've been to the museum. It's a really great place.
Right, I know, and I'm glad that you're not coming tonight, because I know with all of this emotion this weekend of the great Derek Jeter. And
hopefully they'll show the video tonight.
Probably not, because it's not about Derek Jeter tonight. It happens to be about the museum tonight and Yogi's legacy and what Yogi has meant to the game of baseball and to true Yankee fans.
Huh. I think it's great that you're doing it. I think it should be acknowledged that you're doing it.
Acknowledged it.
I'm going to call Robert Wohl later today and find out what's going on here.
Why?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.